Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, today joined by Danny Lauer.
Hi, Megan.
Hello. So today we're talking about all things psychology, which is kind of a fun topic.
Yeah.
Right?
Doing a little deep dive.
A little deep dive because it is one of the biggest. It is the biggest, right? Major at Grand Valley?
I believe that's still true. It's the biggest major, largest major.
Yeah. So there are a lot of you out there listening who are likely psych majors or were a psych major in your time here at Grand Valley. So if you are one of those, if you're majoring in psychology or even considering it, you've probably heard people say that you'll need a graduate degree in order to do anything, in quotes.
Air quotes.
Air quotes with it. But do we think that's really true?
It's not. And we're going to really get into that today with our episode. And I used to be an academic advisor for the psychology major. And I heard this all the time. Yeah.
I believe
it. It's just one of those myths that float around campus. And I feel like a lot of people also think that if you're a psych major, then your only path is like to be a therapist or a counselor. And in reality, that's just not true. I mean, a lot of people do go that path and it makes a lot of sense that they do. But your degree can really open doors to a lot of different careers that you maybe haven't considered as well.
Yep. I think that's certainly true. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to dig into that. We're going to figure out what you can do with a psychology degree if grad school isn't your immediate plan. So we're going to talk about the skills you gain with this major, career paths you might not have thought about, and how to make the most of your degree while you're in school.
Yeah. All right. So let's kick it off with talking about some of the transferable skills you're building as a psych major that really go beyond the classroom. I think it's really important to think about what you're learning and how that is going to fit into the world of work. I mean, we talk about skills all the time in our office. That's exactly what you want to highlight when you're talking with employers.
Yes, for sure. All right. So when we're talking about skills, first off, you've got research and data literacy, which means you know how to gather information and analyze it and make sense of it.
Yeah. I think about those like Psych 300, 350, Psych 400 classes. That is all research based.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. You're learning that.
Yeah. Thank you, Academic Advisor Danny.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for putting on that hat for us today.
It's been a minute. So
really, really appreciate it. Next, you understand human behavior and motivation.
Yeah.
Which helps you connect with people and anticipate their needs. And then you've also certainly developed strong communication skills, oral and written, so you can clearly explain ideas or present information.
It's so interesting too. I think about like a typical job description that you read and I just, these are words I see all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. In those job descriptions.
This is what employers want.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I also think about like problem solving, critical thinking skills. I mean, we know that employers love that. It means you can really look at challenges and find a way to solve them, right? Like, finding creative solutions, being thoughtful about that. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I just think about like building empathy, cultural awareness. I mean, we know that's huge in any workplace, especially ones that really value teamwork, relationships with customers, being an inclusive environment. These are all things that you've learned in your psych major.
Yeah. For sure. And these aren't just kind of those fluffy, soft skills. They're the exact abilities employers are looking for, even in roles that might not have anything to do with psychology, like on paper. Mm-hmm. It's important to make sure you can talk about these skills, though. That's kind of the real key of it. Yeah. Being able to talk about these skills, being able to provide some examples of how you've used them so employers can see the value you bring right away. Just saying you have critical thinking skills is meaningless.
Yes.
Providing an example of a class project you worked on where you really needed to figure something out and you had to work with others and you have this great example. Okay. That's going to bring it to life.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Show, don't tell.
Yeah.
Right?
For like, sure.
Name it, demonstrate it, relate it. Right?
Exactly. Yes. And come in and do a simulated practice interview in our office because we will definitely help you with that.
You'll hear those buzzwords.
Yeah. For sure. Good. Okay. So now that we've kind of set the baseline for some of the skills that are part of this major, let's break down some of the different career paths that someone could take with a bachelor's in psychology.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, right off the bat, what makes sense to me is really those like human service and community type of roles. Yep. So think about like a case manager, maybe a mental health tech, a residential counselor, a rehabilitation specialist. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all jobs that usually mean you're working directly with people. Yeah, so
definitely direct.
Yeah. And if you like, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times you're in the psych major because you want to understand how people think and what, you know, why mm-hmm. they do the things they do. And so getting to support individuals, even families navigating like social services or individuals in recovery programs. I mean, it's just a really natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Especially thinking about like you've learned about, again, behavior, motivation, communication. Yeah. So bringing that empathy and some of that knowledge to the table in those roles. Really makes a lot of sense. I think
you'd probably be surprised how much is out there that's available at the bachelor's level.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you can go on to grad school and you can become licensed mm-hmm. in some of those areas, like if you get a master's of social work or something like that. But there still is plenty that you can do. So what a great way to kind of dip your toes in a little bit, see if you really like it before you decide like to really go on to grad school and all the time and money that takes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And think about like tech specialist. Those are right. Some of those words in the job description can kind of indicate that a bachelor's degree is sufficient for that type of role.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. So business and corporate roles are next. So you might be thinking, as a psych major, I don't necessarily want to work in mental health. And that's totally allowed. Psych majors are also in demand in business settings because you can think about roles like a human resources assistant, a recruiter, training and development coordinator. Because in those roles, when you're working in HR, when you're working in recruiting, you're reading people, you're building relationships, you're helping organizations run smoothly. Those are all so connected to what you learned in your degree.
Absolutely.
Even sales and marketing could be options because you understand what makes people tick, mm-hmm. which is really beneficial if you're trying to sell them something.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So another kind of field to look into is education and youth services. So, you know, maybe you love working with students, but you don't want to teach in a classroom. That was me.
Yep. Same. Right? Absolutely.
So, you know, academic advisor, admissions counselor, two roles that I personally have held. It's true. Like I knew I wanted to be in some type of like educational mm-hmm. setting, mm-hmm. but I wasn't the type of person that wanted to be like a traditional K-12 teacher.
Yep.
Even like an after-school program coordinator, you know, anything kind of in those educational spaces. And think about using like that supportive mentoring side of psychology. You might help students choose a major, or navigate college applications, or connect families with resources. So again, it's more of those people facing mm-hmm. human service type jobs that are helpful.
But like specifically within education.
Yes.
Which is kind of its own separate thing from like the first one we talked about, the human mm-hmm. services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So research and data roles would be up next. So these are the more analytical side. And with your degree, you could easily become a research assistant, a program evaluator, or even a market research analyst. That sometimes is something that you might think of more in the marketing space. But I think certainly with the right skills and, you know, maybe finding an internship in that or something, you could mm-hmm. totally move into that role. Your stats classes and your lab work have given you tools for handling data. And, you know, so many organizations need this. A lot of nonprofits, think tanks, even corporations, companies need people to gather and interpret information. So if you really like that piece of your degree, the mm-hmm. stats side, the figuring things out, the data, the research, all really, really good things to kind of consider and start using those as your keywords.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then, okay, there just are some curveballs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
The oddballs out a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Just jobs that people don't immediately connect to psychology. Uh-huh. I think about like working in nonprofit outreach or corrections, probation programs, advocacy work, government, like, you know, even I think about so many of the students I used to advise with a psych major loved having like a criminal justice minor, or even a double major, because psychology is just a smaller major credit hours wise.
Oh, nice.
And so you
can fit other things in.
Yeah, you can fit those other things in. And not to say you have to do that, but I just think like some of these curveball areas, like even to take some electives in though, if that's something you're thinking, could really prepare you well.
For sure.
And again, having that understanding of people, behavior, communication, those are areas that you could really see yourself flourishing in.
Awesome. Great. All right. So key takeaway, don't just type psychology into the search bar when you're on Handshake or wherever you're looking for jobs. It's going to be much, much more effective to look up a lot of these entry level titles that we've been talking about, like coordinator, assistant, specialist, technician. These are going to get you much, much better results.
Yes.
Because those really are the entry level type roles for a psych major. Typing in psychology, you're going to get some random stuff, I think.
Yeah. And we'll link, I know the psychology department has a great list of bachelor's level job titles.
Nice.
We'll link that in the show notes. And, you know, even just kind of taking some of those and putting those in your search bar, super helpful.
Yeah, for sure. Because, your degree is going to give you the foundation and your experiences, including part-time jobs, paired with networking that we also want you to be doing, will really help point you toward the right fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, what does it look like to get some of that experience while you're at Grand Valley, right? We always talk about how experience matters.
Yeah, for sure.
And building your resume while you're still in school. And there's so many ways to do that. One of the ways I think about the Psych 490 class, which is the practicum, which is kind of just like an internship.
Right.
It's a similar,
another word for the same thing.
Similar
basically.
Way. but even, you know, so doing something like that, volunteering in a field that you're interested in, maybe adding a certificate or a badge. We talked about, you know, double majoring or doing a minor, but there's also even like four class certificates that you could add.
Right.
Right. There's some room for electives. I know this.
Yes.
There's room for electives. Yes. So finding some ways to really hone in your interest with those elective classes. And then also getting involved, right? There's so many cool campus organizations. I think about the Psych Friends Peer Mentoring Program.
Yeah.
There's some of the other psychology campus orgs. There's ones that are focused on mental health, if that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, for sure.
Some that are more broad, and we'll link a list of those in the show notes as well, if that's something that you're wanting to plug into.
Yeah, really good to get involved.
Yeah.
And it's the low-hanging fruit, because it's right here on campus.
Right. Yeah. And those, I mean, I think about the connections and the people you meet in those groups too, and being able to share ideas. And
where did they do an internship? What are they considering?
Yeah.
Just talking to your fellow student org members.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So helpful.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So now to help us talk about opportunities, I am going to bring in two fabulous guests. We have Amy Pierce-Standers and Cody Akers here from Pine Rest. And Pine Rest is one of our Career Lab sponsors. And so we are really lucky to have them with us to help outline some of the opportunities that they have for students. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
so
thank you
excited
so much.
To be here.
It's
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Of course. So why don't you each just tell us a little bit about your roles at Pine Rest? And then if one of you wants to share just about Pine Rest in general as an organization, that would be great. So
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll kind of take it off here. So yeah, like you said, my name is Cody Akers. I'm a licensed master social worker here at Pine Rest. I've been at Pine Rest about 9-10 years now, so quite some time. I started at Pine Rest kind of similar to what positions we'll be talking about a little bit today, some entry-level work, you know, getting my bachelor's degree and what have you. Just working all over the place within the hospital residential as well as our education services here at Pine Rest.
Okay, yeah. Very good. All right, what about you, Amy?
Hi, Amy Pierce-Sanders, Workforce Development Manager. What that means is I get to hang out with cool people all the time. I partner with different individuals throughout our organization to showcase us off and talk about job shadowing, internship programming, externship programming, our nursing academy, and really cool things. So I work with a lot of college students as well as community members.
Amazing. Great. And does one of you want to just tell us a little bit more about Pine Rest?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The great thing about Pine Rest, I think it's the Swiss Army of behavioral health and mental health. There are things of, you know, in between the direct care staff all the way up to psychiatrists within the work that we do on outpatient levels into the hospital and acute services as well as the residential levels of care. That ranges from, again, our acute inpatient hospitalization, 7 to 10 day stay for anybody that's struggling in crisis, all the way to kind of where I'm at right now, working in residential. We both treat adults and kids, but working with, you know, individuals that are there for a longer period of time within their care. So it's less of an acute crisis stay. It's more of a kind of a psychiatric residential treatment facility that is a little bit longer in terms of stay within 3-6 months. Sometimes we do have some folks here that have been here for many years in the forever homes that we call them, on top of just our urgent care services, our outpatient services. So with, you know, the typical kind of therapy that everybody is more accustomed to, as well as the psychiatric medication management as well.
Okay, very good. All right, so something we hear a lot from current students at Grand Valley, a position they might be interested in, is the job title of behavior tech. Mm-hmm. So can you just tell me more about what that role is and what it involves?
Yeah, absolutely. That was something actually I started as. The name has shifted over the time of being here, but I started as a care provider, which then went into psychiatric technician into behavioral health tech. And it's just been something, so that is the, really, in my opinion, one of the most important clinical members. You know, they might not see that themselves, but they are the ones that are working 24/7 with our patients, our residents, that are just in some of the darkest times of their life. You know, they're direct care workers. They're helping them all the way from, you know, working with them one-on-one to maybe cooling down, playing a game of chess, or even to leading a SMART group, you know, of working on these goals for these residents and patients that come in, the seeking different levels of help, whether that is our partial programs, our inpatient programs, our residential programs as well. I say that they are, you know, the most important clinical members of our team, one, just because they are there 24/7. You know, the therapists, the psychiatrists, the doctors, and just like our nurses as well, but our behavioral health techs, they are the ones that are kind of the gears within these programs. Doesn't matter if it's residential, doesn't matter if it's inpatient or anything like that. They make this place go around.
Awesome. Yeah.
I can't agree more, Cody. So true.
Yeah. And I think a good thing about it is we have a lot of, I would say, undergrads coming into Pine Rest, whether it is just seeking a psychology degree, seeking maybe my degree. I got it while working at Pine Rest, and then I got my master's. I was getting a social psychology degree. So again, I didn't really know what to do with it. They don't set you up for success sometimes, and you're thinking, what do I do? What do I do with this? And I think that Pine Rest is a home for individuals that are really seeking to get into a different type of mental health care, a different level of care, because also at Pine Rest, it's just the overarching differences. We have inpatient, the outpatient, the partial, like I've been saying, and everything like that. I think it's was really helpful for me because that guided me into my journey of, you know, all the way from working as a direct care professional. So the behavioral health professional, behavior techs, I am a residential clinical manager right now. Awesome. So I've put in the work for that, but I've also been able to find and define my own career throughout my stay here and working at Pine Rest.
So a really great entry point.
Absolutely.
If you're interested in this work. Yeah. Awesome.
Absolutely. And Cody mentioned majors and want to just talk a little bit about the majors that are in these entry-level roles when you are in school, because it's open to anybody in a helping profession. So that could be anybody from a social work degree to a criminal justice degree, anything in that humanities, psychology, counseling. We have some really great writing majors who are here in those roles.
Amazing. Yeah.
And it's helping to inform their work. Mm-hmm. So anything in those helping professions mm-hmm. is really a great fit for those roles.
Okay. Fabulous. And is this a type of role that students can really fit in around their courses? Can you talk a little bit about like kind of the scheduling?
No, absolutely. Piece of it? You know, there are different types of, you know, schedules. Obviously, we have our full time, our part time. We have one that's unique. Some places call it PRN workers, or we call it per diem, which is essentially, you know, meeting a certain number of shifts that they're able to work. But they're really going around their own schedule. So every single student that works here, whether, you know, they're getting a degree, as Amy said, in writing criminal justice, physical therapy, anything like that, they're able to kind of really pick their schedule, whether it's the weekends, whether it's night shifts or day shifts, or they, you know, kind of put it together into a little bit of a combination of each of those shifts. And I find that that's really helpful because I do, under me, have quite a bit of employees that are, one, seeking higher education, whether it is they're about to finalize their bachelor degree or they're going for their master's degree. And a lot of those workers are the per diem workers, you know, because it's hard to akin to just a part-time, you know, schedule. So week one and week two, they're able to really build what that schedule looks like so that, one, they can do all their classes. And just as I was, you know, I was an individual that I did that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I had full time. I always went head first into my degrees. So I was full time and I was working as much as 24 hours a week to be able to, to kind of handle all those things.
All in. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Awesome. So since we're framing this episode around psychology as a degree, mm-hmm. do either of you have advice for someone who's looking for opportunities to how they might use their psychology mm-hmm. degree? What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that I see a lot of young individuals that are getting into this profession. Maybe this is their first job, second job, or they've done a job that's adjacent to it, but just in a different environment. And a lot of those individuals are psychology majors, okay. whether they are in their second year, third year, or they're about to walk soon. Mm-hmm. And that's been something I think is really helpful because as a psychology major, you get that degree and you're wondering to yourself, what do I do with this? You know,
right.
what do I want to do with this? And right. I think that Pine Rest offers answers to those questions. Mm-hmm. You know, I came in, like I said, I was a social psychology degree, mm-hmm. but it was a psychology degree. Mm-hmm. I was in between. Do I want to do psych nursing? Do I want to do, you know, education roles? Do I want to, in my head at once, I wanted to be a researcher. And then I said, you know, I like working with the people directly a little bit too much. So then I went into social work, but everything kind of goes into different areas that mm-hmm. I've worked with individuals and some dear friends of mine that they had a psychology degree, they got it while working, and now they're a physical therapist. You know, so there's just so much that Pine Rest allows with that, you know, essentially being able to akin to what they want, what they need, to one, also gain those that type of experience.
I truly
think that an individual that's kind of wanting to be a direct care worker, mm-hmm. you will take those skills with you no matter what you mm-hmm. do with your psychology degree. Mm-hmm. And it will also make you, in my opinion, a little bit, you know, stronger to maybe colleagues that aren't doing something like that work. And that's the unique nature of Pine Rest, that why I've been here so long mm-hmm. too. And I think why a lot of people have been here so long is that it helps you figure out what you want to do with that degree
that's
in psychology.
Yes.
Because it can be scary. You're like, mm-hmm. crap, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
You know,
it's huge. It's
and it's,
huge field.
It's
yeah.
awesome to be able to be like, okay, I didn't really like working with adults. Now I can work with kids.
Perfect.
I didn't like working with kids. Now I can work with the geriatric population. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's so much mm-hmm. that is available within Pine Rest that also just caters to the needs of, you know, students that are about to graduate with their psychology degree.
Great.
Yeah. And when it comes to career planning, individuals with psychology degrees can move around throughout the organization to what Cody said. So they can move into a bachelor's level clinical coordinator, a unit coordinator, and those roles, our support staff roles, are available both in our inpatient, our partial, as well as our outpatient clinics, mm-hmm. which range from Portage all the way up to Traverse City. Mm-hmm. We have 21 different clinics. So there's a plethora of opportunities for psychology majors to move throughout the organization as well.
Very cool.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. So let's get into maybe some logistics. How can students best get connected to Pine Rest? And that could be for employment, or maybe they're even like a step before that, thinking about job shadowing or volunteering. Can I hear all about that?
Absolutely. Great. So that's where I step into the role. of workforce development. So if it's pre-conversation, somebody wants to have an informational interview with someone, they want to do a job shadow, they can reach out to me directly at my email, or our most common email that will get them connected is talentacquisition@pinerest.org, and we'll get them set up with things. When it comes to applying for roles, we know that student schedules are very busy. So every week we offer open interviews on Tuesdays from 10 to 3, both virtually and in person at our main campus on the southeast side of Grand Rapids. So we want to have that door open to them as many ways as possible. And then applying at our website, pinerest.org/careers. And what I love about GV is typically they share my email address and say, hey, Amy, so-and-so applied. And that allows me to go out, find that application, and then with my recruitment partners, alert them that that application is out there.
Very good. Well, that seems pretty simple.
Yeah, it is pretty simple.
Yeah, lots of ways to get connected. And I think that's, you know, so helpful, as you said, for students with busy schedules who might not know exactly what they want to do, but could just really, start with one of those informational interviews or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where our open interviews come into play as well, because we have so many different roles. So a lot of that, when you hear the word interview, you think it has to be fully about an interview, where it's more about a conversation of what we have available. An example is we have 8 different units and we're opening a pediatric center in March of 2026.
Oh, cool.
You have no idea the depth and breadth. Yeah. So a lot of the conversation is what is available and where are you being pulled towards right now in your life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. And I can kind of second that, because as a manager, you know, I am hiring people. Yes, I have a supervisor that's under me that does a lot of interviews, but also one of my favorite things to do is to interview, you know, individuals that are trying to get into this field. But we work as the manager of the programs directly with our recruterers. So our recruiters know the programs in and out. So whether it's the units in the hospital, whether it's our residential programs, outpatient, partial, anything like that, our recruiters are pretty much on the pulse of what we have, what we do, because they also take it directly from the people doing that work, you know, and get statements or get ideas of what's open. And we talk every single week, you know, as a team, to really just come up with ideas of what do we have open, what are our needs, and how can we best support them.
Okay. Great. Well, I think that's all the questions I had. Is there anything else you were hoping to cover today, or did we get to all the areas?
No, I think we nailed everything. Okay. You know, I think it's just a good idea and thoughtful for students that are getting into this or finishing their degree to really just open up to opportunities, because you might not know, you know, what the opportunity is. I did that. I just applied to Pinerest many years ago and wondering, you know, what am I going to get myself into? I interned, you know, through the Kalamazoo State Psychiatric Facility. So I was, it was very different than what I stepped foot into over here. And now I've been here for many years and been able to move up and just define who I am as a, you know, a clinician.
Amazing. Great. Well, thank you so much, Amy and Cody, for your insights and your time. It was really great to kind of get a little peek behind the curtain here. So thanks again.
We appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it.